Everybody, well, today is our Monday Creation Lightship Healing Program, the Healing Highway. And the day today is June 27th, 2016. And we're going to be clearing the date here. We're on Station 1. We're on Station 1 Mondays and Wednesdays, so that's Station 2 on Friday and Saturday. So, here we go. Clearing the date for today. The last Monday of the month, so releasing the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, and we'll activate those, and then we'll do a clearing for people with something going on in their lives. So here we go. Light beam activation, bringing peace to you, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll clear away an incident, situation, or pain that you're dealing with. So think of that one particular event that you're having, or maybe your last pain that you have. And you can even look at a pain that you had, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And I can release that from you because it's still with you. Why don't we try that? Let's go back to one of those pains that you all already forgot about. And you know that something happened. Maybe you had a broken arm or something, or needed stitches or whatever on something, and you know that's pretty common here. So think of that now, and release the energy, and we'll just see how that feels for you. And then we'll do a current one. So this is in your past history or her story, either way. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Let's release one that's current. So this will be your story. So we'll make it non-gender. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I'll turn it over to our co-host, Elizabeth. You ready to go?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Healing Highway. This is our Monday show, and I also want to mention that Ron just put up the light beam with peace energy for you and your space. So if you just tuned in, make sure you click on that light beam picture, and you can find that on the right-hand side of creationlightship.com. which is Ron's website. It's the home page and also the home base where you would do all of the healings that we will talk about on the show, as well as find out information about all of the different calls and special weekly clearing calls that Ron does. And you can find all that at the top of creationlightship.com. And we will be taking your questions and testimonials at the fast chat feedback link, which you can access while the shows are live at creationlightship.com. There's a link at the top that will take you directly to the chat, and you can submit your questions that way, or you can simply email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I want to thank everybody for writing in, and also wanted to mention that directly following the show tonight at 5:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Ron is doing a special three-hour call for the organ restoration, and it is the revitalization and restoration of our body's individual vital internal organs. The call may take up to 3 hours, and it is suggested that you allow for a quiet and relaxing time during the healing period and to be present during the call, so no absentees. And during the call, you will speak directly to the light beings privately in your own home as they clear each organ. You may ask them aloud or point to any particular internal organ that may concern you. So Ron is also going to be charging drinking water during that call if you're joining us directly after the show. And the drinking water will be infused with rejuvenating light energy. And you should have 5 containers ready for mouthwash water, skin misting, gold water, silver water, and a container for peaceful sleep water. So So hopefully everybody listening has been able to sign up for that call. And it's been a really busy couple of weeks. Ron was doing some really difficult octopus energy clearing yesterday on the 8-hour special intensive. And we also have some testimonials from listeners from the Heart Knot call, which was done on Saturday. So, Ron, if it's okay with you, I can just go ahead and start reading those. And we can, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Right, yep.
Okay, so the first testimonial is very sweet. And this listener wrote in that today was one of the best calls yet, meaning the Heart Knot call, which Ron did on Saturday. They said they felt heartache and heartbreak released on a much deeper level. I feel so much better. Kitty Amy was helped so much, too. She had had surgery for 7 teeth, already totally black. She was a rescue. I have been concerned for her as her healing has been slow and hard for her to chew anything. Kitty Amy's reaction was incredible. She had a dish of water right there, but she didn't want her water. She wanted the water that Ron charged for us. She kept butting her head against the charged water bottle. First was silver water. So I got a clean dish, poured some of the silver water in it, and Amy drank and drank. I have never seen her drink so much water at one time. Then twice she did the same thing. Also for peace water and pain water, hard headbutts to my hand that was holding the charged water. She drank deeply of both of these, too. Each time I got her a clean, dry dish. Thank you, Ron, so much for everything.
That's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's really nice. And someone else wrote in about, this is actually about the Sunday call. They wrote in that today and yesterday, I have been so tired lately, sleeping abnormal hours for me. Thanks for informing us about the octopus energy. Yeah, and actually that's true of a lot of people that I've spoken to personally. They've been saying that they were also tired on Saturday and Sunday. And if you were on the call Sunday, Ron did a lot of octopus energy clearing. So that's great. So hope you're feeling some relief from that. Release of that. And somebody else wrote in about the Heart Knots call. It's nice to be able to talk. I had Heart Knots, which would not let me talk. So it seems like somebody really felt relief again from that. Okay, so there's another question here, Ron. Is the body organ rejuvenation going to be able to help heal skin scars and hair loss? And will it be available next month for those who cannot attend this today?
I don't know how it's going to affect anybody. It will be very positive, but I can't guarantee that, you know, it's for that. As far as doing one next month, I just don't know. I don't know. Normally I do the call like twice a year. So.
Okay. Okay. And the next question is someone's asking about water charging for those who are absentee on the calls. And this listener's wondering if in the past you said if we didn't have any water in the containers, that the water in our cells would be getting charged in our body. And I know sometimes, like people are maybe on the road or they're, you know, absentee. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about how that works? Will, if we don't have water containers, will we still get the healing energy from the calls for the water chargings?
Yeah, as long as you're listening physically. If you're absentee and you don't have a phone on, which is probably what the situation would be, you probably will not get the water in your body charged. But like if you're, you know, doing something, you have to go outside or whatever, you know, your glasses will be charged, you know, if you're not in the room. If you put the water, if you have, you know, like the light being up on your screen, so I guess I should probably address that a different way. So let's say that you know, you want to get on the call, but you're absentee. This is for any of the calls. And you know you're going to be gone, let's say, for that hour or 2 hours or whatever the call is. So what you do is you put up your computer screen and you put your water in front of your computer. So the light beam, with the light beam picture, so that the light beam can now address and charge your water up. Now, if you don't have any water up and your light beam is on your screen, then yeah, the energy will still connect to you and it would charge the water inside of your body. If you don't have that up, then you very possibly it will not be charged. Let's put it that way. It could be, but I would say typically not. Unless you want to request that, beforehand or something. Because it gets too nebulous. It gets, too much out there of assumptions and stuff. Remember, you're in control of the situation, and you need to at least respond and let me know what you want to do. So I can, do that for you. Just requesting something normally is not going to work, but that's why we have you put up light beam like with the water, maybe next to your computer or something, and you can leave and it will be charged up. So back to you.
Yeah, and also like on the call today, well, you can't be absentee on this call, but if you are absentee, you can, like, I know on Wednesdays when you do the calls, Ron, if people have the water containers and they are absentee, they label them number 1 through 7, and then if you put up the picture of the light being, they'll be charged for you when you get back. So that would be one solution, I guess, if you can't physically be on the call. Like I know a lot of the times if I'm like say in the car and you're doing a call, I'll put the like bottle of water, I'll just leave the phone in the car. And I'll put the phone, like, right next to the bottle of water, like, if I have to go run an errand or something, so that way I know when I come back it'll be charged because it's right there next to the phone.
Yep, very good. Very, very good.
Okay, so hopefully that clears that issue up for the water charging absentee. And somebody else wrote in about the call on the 25th, which was the heart knots. So this listener wrote, thank you, Ron, for the call today. It was very peaceful for me. I do not always feel anything or react, but I appreciate the call. And then they were asking, I guess on YouTube, and it said, I guess they were watching YouTube, and it said, a very strange happening all over the world. People were playing baseball, and it sounded like a very loud construction site making weird and strange sounds from the sky. It was very cloudy. One was a storm. Is that the ET aliens having wars? Some guy hit the ball playing baseball, a professional game, stopped as he was going to run around the bases. They made a comment that it may be the aliens. The video said that people are hearing this all over the world. Do you have any ideas or thoughts on this, Ron?
Well, it more than likely is alien, so I'd say that sounds correct to me. Alien wars, yes. Maybe it's the time-traveling soldiers battling the aliens because they're trying to get out of here. They're like boxed in. So, it's probably alien wars. Time-traveling soldiers fighting aliens. Let's put it that way. So of cowboys and aliens, now it's time-traveling soldiers and aliens out there. Yeah, normally you will see the skies get dark, probably out of nowhere, and it may look like it's going to rain, but it doesn't. And or you see lightning go across the sky from like left to right or so, not going up and down. So if you see lightning go in that direction, and the horizontal range, and not going to the ground, then yeah, that's the part of the lasers being shot, and you're actually seeing it as lightning. So, back to you.
Yeah, it's true. And also, I think this has been happening within the past couple of weeks because somebody else wrote in, this past week was very heavy with all of the solstice energies being brought into the planet. I only felt comfortable leaving the house with the light being clearing up and running with my photo in front of it. I'm glad I was able to get on most of the calls and really center myself in the now.
Yep, solstice is the whole week last week was pretty rough. All those New Agers doing that stuff and other people who aren't New Agers doing their ceremonies and witchcraft and prayers and chants and whatever.
Oh, God.
Helping to destroy the earth here. So back to you.
Yeah, that was a rough week. So hopefully everybody's been doing clearings and doing timeline crashes and doing, I think that, Ron, you recommended doing some of the samples like the Earth Protect timeline crash. So just wondering if anybody has been running that, if you were having a tough time with all of those weird energies last week. Did you run Earth Protect timeline crash and did it help you? Let us know at the fast chat or clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I think this has been kind of happening. People have been writing in from all over the country and all over the world and telling us of similar experiences, so it does sound like that is quite a possibility at the moment. So, okay, Ron, somebody else is asking about how to clear poisons. And they're asking if on the alien parasite removal clearing, is it okay to put poisons for specification on the other part?
Yes, I don't see any problem with that. And we do have the clearing. It's a different clearing, but it's the bites and sting clearing, I believe. That would give you poisons, too, you know, if you got stung. So that could maybe also work for you. But if you have the alien page up, then yeah, just put it there, and that would probably be a nice remedy for you.
Okay, great. And
well,
another listener wrote,
thinking, if you do have the poisons in you, you got bit or something, and it's poisoned, right? And you maybe have an infection, use a skin misting water. Definitely, you know, put that on it. Other clearings you might want to do, possibly is the psychic billboard, because that may show up there. And you may want to do the aura field protection, because that would be in your aura also. So that's just another way of looking at it. Maybe that could help you. If we have anything else out there that people can think about, that's actually timeline crashing too. You know, because if you've had it for a while, a couple of days, and it still hurt, you're on timelines. So you want to get off those timelines to bring a remedy for healing. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. And also, the timeline crashes, I think it's important to note that they work kind of by allowing you to create the space that you need to take action. So I actually wanted to read this testimonial about timeline crashes and just kind of maybe clarify that a little bit. So this listener wrote in that I timeline crashed my cat's disappearance and managed to find her over a week later. She was lost and disoriented in the woods, hungry, but otherwise unharmed. The timeline crashing really helped motivate me. I had the timeline crash running consecutively for 600 minutes as soon as I got up that day. I really believe this method created the space for me to be in the moment, center my heart, and find my cat. I made posters, went around, and talked to neighbors, and roamed through the nearby woods calling her name. Afterwards, I ran the unlimited emotional clearing on her and ran it for the dates of her disappearance, 6/11 through 6/21, and also cleared her before, during, and after her vet checkup. She passed with flying colors and was also extremely calm during her microchip, which is an extremely large needle. My vet said that she was the easiest cat she ever chipped. I just smiled. The clearings work.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So the cat was probably out in the Beyond on other timelines, probably got abducted and got lost, didn't know where it was, and probably very worried. And so by doing the emotional clearing and the timeline, you know, clearing, all of a sudden it came back to this realm here where we are. And I'm sure the owner and the cat both felt that they could now connect to each other. So maybe there was a lot of people have that psychic connection to their animals, if you want to use that word psychic, and that was probably maybe not there. And then once the timelines were crashed, all of a sudden now that communication came, and it felt like the owner then felt like they should go out and, you know, look for the cat, because all of a sudden they knew it was around. But before, it was like, where's the cat? Because it was in the Beyondo.
Yeah.
And find it in the Beyondo, unless it's here. So that's what happens to your keys and you know, anything that you lose, or a car gets dropped in next to you, it's just other timelines meshing. So, and your deja vu is definitely a way to validate timelines. But yeah, that whole process is what you're looking for is in here. You need to crash a timeline to get to come back here again. Because it's out there living a life continuously, the same thing over and over again, of being lost. And do that timeline crash, and all of a sudden it's here, and then now it's going to fall off. You find it. So back to you.
Yeah, wow, Ron, that's beautiful and very powerful. So I hope everybody realizes that the timeline crashing is an extremely powerful tool, and you really can use it to create space and also to motivate and clear out things. I think a lot of people may think that they can just kind of sit in a room and run clearings and things will just kind of happen. But I just wanted to stress that, you know, we do talk about staying heart-centered and staying in your body and staying peaceful, not interacting with people. But I think that doesn't mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that doesn't mean you don't take action. I think you have to take action in order for the timeline crashing to work.
Yeah, you're here to take action. You're here to manifest, to, you know, to use source energy to be creative. So that's true. What I will add with that cat story, you may want to do, if the person's listening, you know, do the upside-down timeline crashes on that, because that's the program. So, you know, you don't want that program to reoccur again, even though you found the cat. And naturally, if you do that timeline crash with the upside-down timeline where the program is, that will help other people also, so that the aliens will not be able to use that same program on other people. So doing that upside-down timeline would be very beneficial. Nobody wants to repeat history, and that's...
No. So, Ron, how do you do the upside-down timeline crashing?
You just stand on your head and you type it in. No.
You do a headstand.
No, all you do is type in upside-down timeline, probably after your name, if that works for you, or after the incident. Either way, whatever, you know, seems to be right for you. And it'll work either way. And then from there, you know, your timeline crash, lost cat, or, you know, your anxiety of having the lost cat, or the cat's anxieties, you know, but you want to get the cat back here, so it'd be just be lost cat at first. And remember, that's a big abandonment issue. So I would also recommend, if you have had the abandonment clearing for yourself done, and you've done the whole lifetime, then for trauma, you know, one of those, then your cat's free. So go in and do that on the cat so that it could get that energy released. Who knows what the cat went through, you know? Maybe it had to stay up nights like it normally would, looking for things that are trying to catch it or eat
yeah.
it, maybe. Not in its own, you know, normal place. And then, you know, the daytime is probably fully alert too. So, you know, you want to do that. Maybe trauma or abandonment or, you know, whatever you can think of that the cat went through. Ask the cat what it needs. I don't tell you, cats are real intuitive.
Yeah, they're very sensitive.
So, back to you.
Yeah, and also someone wrote in to remember to crash tangent timelines as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want that cat to come back barking, you know, like that YouTube.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, I mean, and also I think after animals go through something like that, they can be a little skittish or timid. So you just want to make sure you really do a thorough job at doing, as Ron said and suggested, the upside-down timelines, and as one of our other listeners wrote in, the tangent timelines. So you would just type in crash tangents or upside-down timelines too.
Yeah, and you want to do those separate, not on the same. You don't want to put them you know, on the same line. You wanted a separate clearing for each one, which you could do. You could put two screens up and do them both at one time, but you don't want to put it in the same box where you, you know, enter that in. You want to have a separate screen up clearing.
Yeah, and as you said in the past, Ron, it's okay to have multiple windows up if they are all relating to the same clearing. Is that correct?
Yeah, and as people are listening, you're probably really realizing that it would probably be very, very beneficial, because if you start doing clearings, say you have the unlimited emotional and you do that each day and you know that it works for you, then you get another clearing which is unlimited or whatever, or even the free clearings, you're going to find out that you may need to have another computer to do more clearings with, because you're getting a lot more benefit each time you do a clearing. So, you know, you may want to look around for another computer or two that's fairly reasonable. And you don't even need to, you can even go to the library, for instance, or go to a Wi-Fi, you know, and I'll just say Wi-Fi place, you know, coffee, stand or something who has Wi-Fi or motels or whatever, and you know, load it up on those computers, whatever you buy. You don't have to
have... Well, that would be awesome.
No, you know, if you know somebody who, you know, sells them for $20, you know, and you got like four of them, just go into a hotel and see if you can get the code or whatever, or a coffee shop, load the program up, and put them on your computer and keep them running. And you don't, you know, once they're running, I believe you can change the time on it, but you cannot change the page, okay? So I think we need some help with this from somebody who's a computer guru. So here's the question. Let's say you put, you did something on one of the free clearings and maybe you have it set for 600 minutes. So it's running, and now you take it away from that location where you have Wi-Fi. So now it's just running on its own. Now, after it gets done with the 600 minutes, it'll come up that the clearing is like over. A little box will come up. Are you able then to go back into your computer and type in another 600 minutes or 999 or whatever, and then will it restart and continue on from there without having an internet connection? I'm pretty sure it will. So we need some help with that. But some people, I get emails, they go, Ron, I don't have a computer, which means they don't have Wi-Fi. And so right away, if they got a computer, they don't have Wi-Fi, and they go, well, I can't do this. Well, you can do it. And you just load it up, you know, by, you know, having somebody help you with a Wi-Fi connection or something. And so you're able to go in after that healing has stopped, even the free ones, and then re-enter something in there. So you might be able to load six of the free clearings on it, have tabs for each one, and maybe they're there and they're running, or they ran, but if they're over, are you able to go back in on those six clearings without having an internet connection and re-energize the box, click on it, and then are you able to change the time on it? That's my question. There's a lot of people probably who are listening who don't have a computer might go, wow, that's a neat thing. I can do it and just get it one time and just get my computer turned on. So anyway, that's the question. We'll see if we get somebody who can mention that, who's a computer guru here. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Ron. And I do know a couple people that don't have computers. So it is, you think everyone has one, but some people don't. So it's an interesting question. So hopefully maybe one of our listeners will get back to us about that. So, Ron, somebody else sent in a testimonial, and they said that they've been running the Earth Protection Clearing for a week or so, very powerful. I checked how it felt without it, and I could not bear it.
Yep, it was bad last week. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so you're getting cleaned off, and it's, you know, the clearing is not allowing that energy typically to come to you that's out there. So that's good.
Okay, and somebody else said that, yes, computer clearing works after it ends. Also, I have multiple, like 10 or 20 clearings. on all tabs running at 9,999 minutes and use them without the tabs closing. You can basically pull up every clearing on a tab and then leave the Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's great then. So so you put each one for 5 minutes, right, to make it simple, and then they're up on a tab. Then you just click on the tab whenever you want to and change the timer on it and run that clearing. That's what I'm hearing.
Right, and then I think this might be the same listener who wrote, yes, you can renew a clearing away from an internet connection. You can change the time.
That's all I wanted to know. Perfect. There you go, everybody. So if you're listening and you don't have a laptop, that's your chance. Just get a Wi-Fi connection one time, and you can run that clearing. So, because a lot of people, most people have laptops, you know that you have to have an internet connection, either a phone line or whatever you have to do that. And, that's another expense, So I can't afford that, Well, now you can get a computer and you don't need it. Just put it on. So that's great. Thank you, listeners, for commenting on that. That's good. Put up 20 tabs and select the ones you want to have. I think there's about a dozen of the free clearings that you may want to put up. And just do, one at a time when you do it. Or if it's a similar issue or same issue, like maybe you have an emotional problem with something and you got your whole time emotional unlimited clearing, that could be on there. And then maybe, you're dealing with something that's with aliens. Well, you could do one of the free alien clearings. So if it's the same issue, you can put them on and run at the same time and, just have a couple of screens up. But I was thinking more of getting some really low-end computers or something, that you can plug in and maybe have four of them to have a whole bunch of stuff. Anyway, it's a possibility. You don't need to have a current Windows program either, I don't think. You probably even get like XP or something, or Windows 95, it'll all work. That goes back to 1995, so back to you.
Yeah, I guess all you really need is that connection, to start it, and then you can just change the time. Because it even says that, I think, on the website, if it goes offline, it will still keep doing the clearing as long as you have the light beam picture up.
Yep, it'll still work, yeah. And so, but you don't want to close the page out, so you need to know that you don't want to close it. You don't want to exit out. So it still should be on your screen on the top on a tab that says the clearing has ended. It will still be up there, and you can just click on it to renew it again. So back to you.
Okay, great. So somebody else wrote in about the octopus clearing, which is what Ron did all day yesterday on the healing intensive, and he was removing tentacles from us. And during this call, he actually had to cut the tentacles and then work on removing the poisons that they were leaving behind. So somebody wrote in that they said, I have been very tired for 2 weeks with such low energy. Today, I have so much energy after getting the octopus tentacles off my body. I feel freed from this octopus strangulation. Thank you, Ron, for all this clearing.
Yeah, I'm still on that clearing, but there is apparently an octopus that is in the earth, a very large one, and it's connected to the alien grid lines, which can go over the ley lines, okay? So that one I'm working with, and there's actually 12 of them. So this is gigantic. So that's what I'm working with right now. It'll probably be hopefully no more than a week. I'm like been there, done that with these things. But if you do feel changes, that's what I'm working on right now. Is getting rid of the one out of the earth.
Gosh, that thing must be huge.
It's just very big, yeah.
Somebody else wrote in, Ron, that they have an old computer that they never update and they only run clearings on it, so it only needs an internet connection. No other programs are run on this computer.
That's good. Very good. Yeah. just get on the internet once. You know, it's probably maybe it's a desktop or something, but you know, it's you know, you find the things fairly reasonable. You know, $50 could buy you a computer any day. You know, and I'd recommend getting a laptop because you can move it around with you, and they take less power than the big, you know, monitor screens and stuff. So people like to have laptops. And I don't know much about the tablets. I'm sure they would probably work the same, but that's, you know, we'll just say newer technology, and it's more costly typically than probably a laptop. But, you know, maybe if you have any questions, maybe, if you're out there listening and, you know, you don't know what we're talking about or it's over your head, maybe you could send it in, you know, with a CLS questions, like computer question or something, and maybe what day you want us to answer that, and you know, we could put it up to some of the people that may be a little smarter than me about computers, and we just need somebody who's about 7 years of age to answer the question.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, you might be listening and go, yeah, you know, I'm, you know, one of those people that don't like computers, don't know about them, and, you know, I just don't know what to do. So there are people out there who, you know, got raised with them, and they know all these things. So anyway, I'll just kind of let that go. But, yeah, we could have maybe do a Q&A page, maybe with something like that. But, you know, maybe we're only dealing with, you know, two or three people who have those questions that, you know, they may need to have an answer for. But they could also even ask somebody who's going to, like, Best Buy or something and say, hey, I want to get a computer, an old one, and, you know, can I do this? And then they could probably answer the question, too, for you. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, if you just want a designated laptop to run clearings, you should be able to pick that up pretty low cost. Someone else said that that octopus call made their body feel so relaxed and just great, and the pressure in my head and eyes has released. Thank you, Ron, for that call. So awesome.
Yep, that was a pretty heavy call.
Very heavy. And somebody else said that they have been running Earth Protect and Gray Skies with Octopus Invasion next to my name, and they're wondering how much longer should it be run? Or is that even the best clearing to run, Earth Protect and Gray Skies?
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, I would run it for another week, probably.
Okay.
And I'll probably run it. Well, we got the 4th of July coming, so that's a week away, I think. I would definitely run it probably be 10 days, okay? That they may want to come up and have fun and people on 4th of July, you know.
Right.
Holiday. All holidays mean something to the aliens, you know. So,
yeah, they do like their holidays. It seems like summer is a particularly difficult time.
Yeah, I never figure why. It's just a dumb question, probably, but the hottest time of the year, you know, is like now. Then they have fireworks going off, so they got all these fire departments and you know, the forestry services. They're all on call, waiting to take out little forest fires or fires anywhere. And you know, why don't they do 4th of July in the winter? You know. Anyway.
Yeah, that would be nice, actually.
Most damage is what they have there. You know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Or they go, do you want to give your extra change, you know, round it off high to the next dollar amount, we'll say, for the 4th of July festival? I go, no, I don't support forest fires.
You don't support forest fires? Yeah, that's just one of those dates, you know, you have to, this is my philosophy ever since doing clearings is anytime there's a large gathering of people or a holiday, I just stay in my house. I go out I try to go out when people are not around. So, like, during the off times, you know. I mean, if you have a flexible schedule, you can do that. But it's always good to avoid, I think, big crowds like that and big gatherings. Okay, so somebody else wrote in that they have felt so cheerful since the heart knots removal call. Others have noticed and commented that I am smiling and more talkative.
That's good.
And somebody else had a question about a certain social media site, and they wrote that someone put photos of me up, and they have felt the energy of this, and it's pretty negative, and they're wondering, how do I remove it? Courting an alien attack webpage, or curses, hexes, spells, and dark side practitioner? Is that it?
Yeah, that's probably the main ones, I think, unless somebody can think of something else.
Yeah.
So let's just take that. They see your picture, right? And you know how, you know, there's a lot of people that sort of look like you, or maybe 90% like you. And so all of a sudden your face is put up somewhere. A person looks at it and then they go, that looks like my ex. I don't like that. And then now the ex energy comes up, right, of what happened. And now they're projecting a psychic attack, you know, dark side practitioner on you, because now they're thinking about their ex, right? And you look like their ex and you're getting all that energy. Another way to look at that, but yeah, that's why you don't want to be out there, you know?
Yeah, and you can also just ask them to take it down. Say, you know, I really don't want my picture on the internet or on whatever, you know, social media site that they're posting it on. I mean, it's your picture. You know, that's kind of one of those things, like I feel very uncomfortable about that too, like when people tag you or you're in a group. Or somebody has, like, an old picture of you, like, from high school or whatever, and then they, like, put it up there, and you're just, like, going, oh, great. You know, that's what I want everyone to see, my high school yearbook picture. So, I've just chosen to kind of leave all those sites, but, I mean, this still happens. I think even if you're not using them, people can tag you. So I would just request that they take it down. I mean, it's your picture.
Well, maybe... people in the know, maybe you could get a copyright on your picture. Then they're infringing upon your picture of you.
Yeah.
It's an idea. I don't know. You may have to look into that, people, but, you know.
Yeah, it's become so commonplace for everybody to share images now. It's kind of a gray area, but, yeah, I mean, if you don't want your picture online... I would think that you have every right to ask that person to take it down. And then if they don't, just, you know, I don't know what the company's policy are on that, but, you know, I would just write to them and say, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm not using this site, and, you know, I don't want my image up here, so take it down. I really don't know much about that because a lot of people, I think, like, if they're friends and you just say, you know, can you please take it down, they'll just take it down. It's not, like, an issue.
So we'll be having our call in about half an hour from now.
Yeah, so I think, Ron, we're actually going to end the show a little bit early today, but we have time for a couple more questions. And somebody actually had written in for tonight's call. There are... emotions associated with some of the body's organs. So joy and overexcitement is associated with the heart. Fear and fright is associated with the kidneys. Grief and anxiety with the lungs. Pensiveness with the spleen. And anger with the liver. And this listener wrote in saying that they hope this helps anyone clearing emotions for tonight's organ restoration call. And I guess if you're one more information on that, you can Google traditional Chinese medicine and yang organs. So it also says that excessive joy leads to problems in the heart, such as agitation, insomnia, and palpitations. and that Ron covered many of these impairments on the Saturday Heart Knot call.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So on the call, you only do so many organs, okay? So what's going to happen is we'll be doing the main ones, and then also you can input one that you have that maybe we haven't mentioned. So, and that'll be your choice. Because, there's so much that we don't even know about, and somebody could be somebody who knows a lot, and it's beyond me. So if you do have a special concern, because your doctor said that your special organ that is over here on this one side is not working right, and they just found out about it 2 years ago, but it didn't exist before that, but now it does. Nobody else knows about it, but they told you that this is your problem. Then it'll be up to you to mention that yourself. So. We'll be doing the major organs, but the ones that we don't cover, that's your responsibility to input. So, I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop here, and then from there, I'll have a little breather, get on probably about 10 minutes after the hour, and from there, we'll start the call at 15 after, and please mute your phone. It's very frustrating when you hear people talking in the background, and as you know, I'm sure everybody else listening hates it too. But I can't talk to people when that's going on to find out how you're doing. So please mute your phone, do a *6. And if you're in a noisy room, then I would just suggest if you can't do any of that, don't come on the call. Just let me know and I'll send you a refund, because I can't have people not muting their line or doing something. So a *6 will mute it for you, and we're just getting a peaceful place because you want to be there anyway. So we'll do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. The command in your spirit out loud. You take the thoughts inside of your head and drop into your heart. Here we go. So dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And I'll be checking emails in case somebody wants to get on that call, and I can send you the information within the next 10 minutes. So thank you, everyone. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners.